We continue on with our Royal Valley locker room chat this week. KNZA 103.9, Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by the Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown. Coach, a lot to dissect here in the first week. Your team got a win at Jackson Heights to open things up, but a big 7 loss Tuesday night on the road at Jeff West. Before we kind of dive into both of these games, how are we feeling through the first couple of games?
Well, I think we saw, you know, it's one of my favorite quotes about basketball. This game has always been and will always be about getting buckets. So against Jackson Heights, man, we shot it well and we're able to get out to a big lead early, and then you can kind of just hang on from there. And then pretty much the complete opposite against Jeff West, where we shot it poorly and got down early, and then you're just fighting tooth and nail to come back. So every time we'd make a run, we'd then kind of fizzle out because it just takes so much energy to do that. So, you know, got to find a way to consistently score, just like all teams, but due to some of our size disadvantages, I think that's even more important for us.
Fighting through adversity in both games in kind of opposite ways. In that first game against Jackson Heights, again, you get out to a scorching start. You knock down 13 threes in the game, but the Cobras, every time you created a little bit of separation, the Cobras were able to bounce back. They had a chance to get it to within 4 in that fourth quarter, but you guys are able to hold on. You pull away again, win it by 11. And then in that next game against Jefferson West on Tuesday, you get down big, and you're down, I believe, 22, 23 points going into the fourth quarter, but you guys fight back and certainly don't let it get away, and you certainly put up a good fight till the end. So in both perspectives and kind of opposite directions, your team, you know, having some opportunities to kind of fight through some adversity.
Yeah, and there's zero questions, you know, for me anyway, with our guys and their, you know, toughness and you know, their willingness to compete. I mean, they've got that. You know, we have some things we certainly need to work on, but those aren't the issues. And you're right, you know, against Heights, could have got tight a couple times there in the fourth, and we answered every time they'd get it under 5. I think we scored every single time, you know, hit a couple big threes there in the fourth. And that was such a highly played game, you know, from a shooting perspective. I mean, we hit 13 threes and they hit 10. And I mean, that's pretty rare, you know, in high school basketball. So certainly both teams were shooting it well. So we had to continue answering. But yeah, I think it's just a sign of, you know, toughness and willingness to compete. And like I said, the shots will go in some games and they won't some games, but you got to go out there and compete your butt off every game. And I've been happy with that so far.
Well, you get ready for another Big 7 tilt on Friday. You go to Sabetha, a team that certainly has the capabilities of winning the league once again. They lost some quality seniors, but a couple key pieces back in Christian McAfee, Marcus Bauman, and they're off to a 1-1 start. A tight loss to Marysville in their first game, but they bounced back with a nice win against Wamego on Tuesday. What's kind of the scouting report and the expectations for this matchup against the Blue Jays on Friday?
Yeah, and to me, their record's pretty relevant because that's a tough way to start your year. That's a tough, you know, non-conference schedule that they play there. So they're good. They're really good. And the two guys you mentioned, you know, arguably two of the top, you know, 4 or 5 players in the entire league probably. And they've got size down low and great guard play. And, you know, of course, a new look there, Coach Berger being gone. But you know, from what we've seen on film so far, certainly a very capable team, and we'll absolutely take our best effort to compete. You know, we talk about give yourself a chance to have a chance is one of the things we say here. And to do that, you have to take care of the ball and you have to rebound. So that'll be our goal. You know, give ourselves a chance to have a chance, rebound, limit turnovers. And if you can find a way to knock in some shots, then you're in it in the fourth quarter. That's awesome.
Royal Valley boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown, joining us here. 1-1 through 2 games, continuing Big 7 league play on Friday night on the road at Sabetha. Coach, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much for joining us, as you do each and every week. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you very much.